Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back to the show. Bringing in an old friend of the show, the best in the business at what he does, the best darn basketball announcer in the game today, Jeff Van Gundy, former Rockets coach, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coach, before we get into Ime Udoka and the Rockets and playoffs and everything else, first off, very first thing, what kind of phone are you calling us on now? Did you upgrade to an iPhone, or are you still one of the poors?
No, I'm Samsung now, yeah.
Samsung now?
Yeah.
So has it changed your life getting off the flip phone?
You know, there's been some positives and negatives. The negative is that I spend too much time looking at worthless videos that have no impact on my life. The positive is I actually don't have to spend 3 minutes texting off a flip phone where I just, you know, you have to keep hitting the same key to right. Get to the letter you want. So positives and negatives.
They're positives and negatives.
You got TikTok now.
You don't have TikTok.
Reels and
you
whatever.
Have TikTok.
No, the worthless videos.
No, but you know what's funny? There's something out there. Like if I type something in, the next thing that comes up is some suggestion of, or not just typing, if I'm thinking about it or talking about it, it comes up. It's weird.
Well, your phone is listening. It's smarter. Hey, I found out that my keys to my truck are a lot smarter than I am, and now I'm finding out, yeah, my phone is a lot smarter than I am as well, Coach. I could have locked my keys in the car. I can't tell you. I would have been Lance right now if it wasn't how smart those keys are. And then the second question is, who do the Texans take with the second pick?
But you know what's interesting is, like, they say Bryce Young is gone, right? He's going to be out. I have no problem if they take the guy from Alabama and then trade up and get Richardson from Florida. I'm all in. I want to have three dual threat quarterbacks on my team. That's how I want to build my fantasy team, knowing that everybody's going to get hurt in my new system of, like running quarterbacks that can also throw, but that's my belief. I want to have three runners and passers and then be able to, like, play all three as guys get hurt and come back.
You missed your calling. You should have been an NFL GM.
Well, I got to say that right now I'm delusional about how good we can be next year, the Texans. I'm thinking we're going to make one of the greatest jumps if we get the right quarterback. But then I'm saying to myself, it's quite possible that Case Keenum starts opening day.
It is.
I
like him. I like him.
No.
I think he's good.
Absolutely.
They could pass on quarterback if they don't. And that's the thing, Coach. I think that you've been in this position before. You've got the quarterback position it's unlike any other sport. I mean, there's five starters in baseball. You've got in basketball, you've got, you know, your top scorer. And I guess if you want to build a team around like a James Harden, you have to really believe in a James Harden. But at the quarterback position, if you don't believe in a guy, that is just like, you can't take guys that you don't believe in the first round at quarterback. I don't think you can.
And are we, like, you've studied this a lot more than I do, but do you believe in any of them to the extent that you would use a second pick on them?
Well, I mean, only Bryce Young. Like, I have real questions about all these guys.
No.
And that's the concern, is at some point you may have to sit down and make a pick on a guy you're not quite as convicted on, but you don't want to reach, that's for sure. And But what about the excitement of, I don't think we talked to you since D'Amico Ryans was hired, the excitement that he brought to the city. I'll tell you, between Udoka with the Rockets and D'Amico Ryans, I think you got a couple of guys that stress the right things and that really are bringing juice back to these two organizations.
And we also realized that that stops if there isn't better personnel.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can be excited. I love D'Amico Ryans as a player. I'm sure he's a really good coach. He obviously had great success in San Francisco, but he needs better players, like, and a lot more of them. And so I've always felt like the general managers of these teams, the people who are picking the players, are the most important people in the organizations. Because if they pick the right guys, coaches have a chance. If they don't, you got no shot. And so I'm happy for D'Amico Ryans. I didn't love how they treated David Culley and Lovie Smith. I didn't love that. Ime Udoka, I think, is going to be taking over a far better and far different situation than Stephen Silas inherited. And I think Stephen Silas, the way he conducted himself in Houston, like, he set a really great example for all aspiring coaches when faced with incredibly challenging circumstances. And I admire him greatly for that.
Jeff Van Gundy with us this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You got to see Ime Udoka up close in the NBA Finals last year. Tell us about what did you see in him?
Well, when I was coaching Houston, he came through for, like, you know, one of those workout type things. So I sort of knew him as a player. Then I worked with him at USA Basketball, both in the World Cup and the Olympics. And then, you know, obviously following him when we broadcast. And he is a tremendous coach. And he's got a great mind. He is a bit more reserved. And I think that allows him to analyze situations and people very well. He's very good with people, of, you know, coaches, players, administrators. And so I think he's like the entire package. I think, you know, they interviewed some great, great candidates with the Rockets. They chose Ime, and Ime, you know, you can't do better than him. He's just a terrific guy. I like him personally very, very much. And I think everybody recognizes that he is a special coach.
Coach, you know, we know that in watching you, John mentioned that this is the first kind of hard-nosed coach the Rockets have maybe had since you were coaching here. He's going to stress defense. Stressing accountability is essential. Obviously, one of the things that Kelvin Sampson said, Dennis Lindsay, I mentioned this to Dennis, that Kelvin said it. He said Sampson is 100,000% correct in this. He said the key to changing a culture and to getting on the right track is not being afraid of confrontation. You have to embrace confrontation if you want to get to where you need to go. Do you agree, or what are your thoughts on that? And B, do you think Udoka has enough of that in him to, because I think that's a big issue with the Rockets right now.
So Bill Parcells put it very similarly to Kelvin. Confrontation clears the air. When you say confrontation, the first reaction by most people is that that's a negative. That means, you know, this is going to be a negative interaction. But all it is whatever, from a play or an attitude or a punctuality, professionalism issue, all you're doing is confronting something that you believe as a coach is getting in the way of winning and giving that player his best chance to succeed and your team the best chance to succeed. And the problem with accountability is a lot of players believe in it for others. Like, go hold those guys accountable. Leave me alone. Mm-hmm. And so it's imperative that your best players want that structure, want that discipline, want those moments of accountability and confrontation so that it improves them. And thus, if you can do that with your best players, everyone else falls in line. I absolutely think Ime, you remember back to last year, to that season, they were 500 in January. And so he had to adjust, adapt, confront, and then they went from being a very, because of injuries and some other situations, a very average team to becoming the best team in basketball all the way up till the finals when they weren't able to complete the task against Golden State. But he definitely has a fiery but controlled side, and I have no doubts that he's going to put the Rockets players in their best possible position to win. But to do that, they have to be open and voluntarily cooperate with what he sees as the reasons they haven't been as successful as they have hoped.
Well, they've been so young, Coach. Jeff Van Gundy with us this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So young. Now they've got some money to spend. How much of that locker room and that culture is created by the coach, and how much by veteran players that make the other guys accountable too?
Yeah, I'm not sure veteran players in and of itself, like older guys. Some guys are very jaded, some veterans. You don't want them anywhere near your guys, right, that are impressionable. So it's like anything else. It's the right young guys. It's the right mid-tier veterans. It's the right older veterans. And I don't see that any huge player of, like, no star is necessarily coming to the rescue, but what I think they can really do is add, like, the right pieces that not only can help them play better on the floor with those qualities, but lift the young players up to a certain work habits, coachability, team-first mindset. All of that is just as important. You know, Green and Porter, Sengun, all the young players that they've had, all they've done in the NBA is lose. And so they've got to determine, the Rockets, management, ownership, and Ime, they've got to determine who they believe have gone through all this losing but still are winning-type players. And then the guys that they don't think are winning-type players, they've got to move along. And to me, that's where the – doesn't even have to be an older guy, but like a 28 to 32-year-old that's shown that he's able to fit in and contribute, but also set the right example. Those are the type of free agents I think they're more likely to sign than some – home run, maybe, I've heard James Harden comes back in the return. I don't see that as, a big possibility. So I think they have to keep incrementally building towards where they want to go.
Jeff Van Gundy here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Quickly, before, and we love having you on here. We didn't want to take up all your time here this morning. Who's most impressed you this playoff so far in these young playoffs so far?
Well, I think I love the Sacramento Golden State series. That's been incredibly enjoyable. It's just sad that Houston's own De'Aaron Fox is hurt right now, and hopefully he can play with that finger injury in Game 5, because that's been an absolutely thrilling series so far. I've enjoyed both of those teams very, very much. I think Memphis has been the team that's disappointed me, not because of their play, but I think they're getting in their own way.
Yeah.
That's what I want to ask you about. Dylan Brooks, it's one thing to embrace, and then Dylan Brooks has clearly embraced this villain role, and then he blamed the media and the fans for creating the villain role, that he didn't do that. But, I mean, clearly he revels in that. But, I mean, there's just something about poking a player like LeBron James at this stage of the playoffs. It just does. It's just so counterproductive.
Well, I think it distracts from winning. You know, whenever you do something, and listen, LeBron James might have come out and they might have played, they probably would have played a great game three. So I'm not saying that LeBron James, you know, we always want to have these narratives. LeBron James was inspired by Dylan Brooks' words. Maybe, maybe not. I think LeBron James may be above that. But what I do think it does is it takes Dylan Brooks' focus away from just playing good, solid, winning basketball. I don't understand going at the other team like with words. Just play the game. Go, you know, go at each other hard on the court, but being disrespectful of arguably one of the top three players to ever play the game, I just see as counterproductive. I see it as getting in your way and creating narratives that takes away from the team versus adding to the team. And then also, if you're Dylan Brooks, you got to play better, a lot better.
Are you worried at all about your Astros so far?
Sure. Absolutely. My mom and dad, listen, my mom and dad are living in the Orlando area, and they're huge Tampa Bay Rays fans. And my mom, like, wants to fire the manager after every loss. Like, so it's like, you know, she's no different. She wants to blame coaches all the time, too. It's crazy, right? So I'm worried about our pitching. I'm worried about, you know, do we have enough? Have we taken too much away from the talent base and not added enough to? So certainly I'm a little concerned, but particularly because of how good Tampa Bay is.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But you know what? We start this way. Astros start this way every year, coach. And you know what? They get through. Now, you don't have Verlander anymore, Correa, Springer, Morton, you know, there's a lot of guys that are gone.
Morton's been gone a while.
Yeah, but
no, but we, you know, you have these talent drains, and because management has always done such a great job with the Astros in replacing it, you always think, you know, you're going to come out of it, and you know, sometimes you do, and sometimes you lose guys that like it's just too hard to replace, and so. Man, Verlander leaving was crushing to me. Like, I loved watching him compete. So, him and Clemens, to me, have been my two favorite guys to watch compete.
Absolutely. Yeah. Jeff Van Gundy with us here this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coach, great talking to you. We appreciate it. Thanks for taking time during the playoffs. We know you're busy, so we really appreciate that.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it, guys. Take care.
All right. There's Jeff Van Gundy with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Best in the business, best analyst in the business today. Who's if you've gotten into an accident, who do you call?
Well, I could call Jeff Van Gundy and he'll say, I think that's terrible. I think there's way too many people running red lights at this time. But then I'll call John Daspit and I'll say, hey John, I was just hit by a guy who ran a red light, and I'm all jacked up and whatever. Maybe my wife has to call because I'm in the hospital. Can you imagine that? And then the first thing you're going to worry about is the people who got hurt in an auto accident. The second thing you're going to worry about is the logistics of the whole matter, your insurance and all that. Then you're just going to realize, oh, man, we've got hospital bills to pay. Let's say you've broken a hip or whatever. You're going to have physical therapy. You're going to have surgery. You're going to have all the stuff that goes into that. How much time are you missing from work? How much pain and suffering are you in the middle of right now? You did nothing wrong, and yet you're having to suffer through this. And what the insurance companies, the lawyers for insurance companies, they try to get the lowest settlement possible. That's kind of, I guess that's, you know, how they handle it. And John Daspit is there as kind of checks and balances. His company, or his law firm, Daspit Law Firm, 10 offices around the state of Texas, their check and balance is that they understand what the proper settlement should be. And if they see somebody getting squeezed and bullied, they step in and will work for you to make sure that you do not get bullied. He is the guy that people call for the larger settlements too, like when there's been really terrible, the refinery blast and the Astroworld, you know, concert thing that happened that was so awful. And, you know, every case in between, John Daspit's going to be honest, fair, and will fight for you. Daspit Law Firm. Call them today at 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.